The band is back together, so to speak, as Chef Darren G once again is teamed up with Vancouver restaurateurs Mickey Ellis and Stephen Whiteside for a fresh new venture called Niwa. The trio last were in business in 2021 when Ellis and Whiteside signed on as partners for G's commercial drive spot Ugly Dumpling. For its part, Ugly Dumpling debuted in 2018, with Ellis and Whiteside joining in 2020 before the restaurant shuttered at the end of 2021 when G relocated to Japan. An aside. The Ugly Dumpling space, incidentally, stayed in Ellis and Whiteside's hands and became Hanai, the Hawaiian-tinged concept that earned Michelin Guide recognition mere weeks before a devastating fire forced its closure. Hanai is no more, and the space will ultimately become an extension of neighboring Dolce Amore's gelato shop. Niwa. Locally sourced produce, Japanese influence. I digress. Back to Niwa. Have you had Chef G's food before? A couple of people on the Niwa team asked me when I dined there recently. Not since Ugly Dumpling, I replied. I was assured that I would find Niwa to be similar to the old concept. And it was swiftly apparent that it was, and is, true. Located at 1875 Powell Street, in the former pie shop spot, Niwa is a contemporary dinner restaurant showcasing locally sourced produce with Japanese influence. The Japanese approach to food is also a matter of ethos at Niwa, where it's evident G and his culinary team are passionate about working with local producers and letting those ingredients shine. The menu is brief but spans small nibbles like house-made pickles to main courses like a tender, flavorful bavette, flank, steak from Cache Creek topped with a salsa verde of parsley root, cilantro, and red chilies. Guests may order a la carte or opt for the omakase, or tasting menu, which is priced at $85 and includes six courses, starting with snacks and ending with a small dessert. Omakase is a popular choice. From my vantage point at the chef's counter, a coveted line of about eight seats with a view into the large open kitchen, I could see G and his culinary team plating up omakase courses. It's a great way to get to know a restaurant and chef, and cures decision paralysis. Trying the omakase, tasting menu, at Niwa. The tasting menu began with a set of four small snacks, one of which was a singular wedge of a thumbelina carrot from North Arm Farm, perched on a spicy cream cheese base. I've loved many a carrot dish in my life, but this one bite turned me into a fangirl, prompting me to ask the knowledgeable staff where it came from, in the hopes I could shop from there, too. The carrot had such a bright, beautiful crunch with a balanced flavor of sweetness and earth that I instantly wished I could have another slice. No joke, I pictured myself buying a bunch and savoring them at home. Overall, G's dishes manage to keep things simple but also exhibit savvy flavor layering and deft balance. Big chunks of celeriac, not the root's typical iteration, are treated like karage and deep-fried, topped with a few pieces of mustardy mizuna greens, a slightly bitter Japanese veggie, and paired with a creamy yuzu and oyster mayo for dipping. Piping hot chawanmushi, egg custard, was silky and mildly sweet and had oyster mushrooms embedded, while a final savory course of clear broth with shredded pork shoulder, green onions, and a little mountain of rice looked deceptively plain. Truly, I've never had such a light, flavorful and deeply pork-flavored broth. It tasted like big juicy bites of a top-quality pork chop, in soup form. The aforementioned bavette was paired with a bowl of lightly dressed radicchio with garlicky panko and tender roasted shallots. It was the perfect foil for the bold, hearty beef, and I probably broke the rules by pairing bites of steak with pieces of radicchio on my fork. That's probably why when asked what my favorite course was, I immediately said the steak and salad. What a lovely harmonious duo. Cocktails, beer, wine, and sake. Of note as well as Niwa's beverage program, which includes some interesting twists on classic cocktails as well as beer, wine, and sake. The omakase dining option can include the addition of a beverage pairing, but I opted to start with a cocktail before switching to water to keep my wits about me. I tried the We Shouldn't Be Here, a pre-batched clarified milk punch made with tequila, apricot liqueur, umeshu, sancho pepper, and lime. A word of caution, it's a beautifully balanced and dangerously smooth concoction for sure. As was the wisdom at Ugly Dumpling remains intact at Niwa, which is that you'll get a sense of G best through the omakase. Though many of its dishes are also on the a la carte menu. The space is bright, sleek, modern, and minimal, with the kitchen serving as its steady, calm heartbeat. The food isn't flashy in the least, but with great ingredients and skill, simple is simply great. Reservations are strongly suggested and available through Talk. Niwa is open Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 11 p.m. Video. Trying the omakase menu at New Vancouver Spot Niwa. At Forking Awesome via this New Vancouver restaurant is all about local ingredients prepared with a Japanese sensibility. They do an $85 tasting menu and have a chef's counter you can book. Great little new spot. Hashtag Forking Awesome hashtag Vancouver BC Musical Note Vlog. Stylish city population, 1,275,391, Orino. Fork and knife with plate. Find more delicious Metro Vancouver food and drink video stories by following VIA's Forking Awesome on TikTok and Instagram, and signing up for our Forking Awesome newsletter mailbox delivered fresh to your inbox every Thursday.